This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios is Mr. Willie Watson. Willie, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
The new record is called Folk Singer Volume 1, produced by Dave Rawlings from Dave Rawlings Machine. We'll talk about that in just a bit. It is nice to finally have you in here. I understand that you are from a town that, for some reason, has a tremendous history with old-time music.
More of a recent history. But, you know, in the boom of the folk revival in the 60s and 70s, it caught on up there. I'm from upstate New York in the Finger Lakes region. And it really caught on up there, but the particular sort of vein of folk music, of old-time fiddle music, and Appalachian, like, mountain, you know, dance fiddle music really caught on. So I got to see a lot of that growing up.
And were you playing it as a youngster?
Well, I didn't start playing that stuff until I was a teenager.
What was before that? It, right around there is Watkins Glen, right?
So yeah, that's
my hometown.
Do you
have to be an auto racing fan if you grew up in that area?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No. I went to the races once when I was a kid. It was cool, but I wasn't that interested.
Once?
The locals, you know, it's a tourist town.
You don't notice it when it's right
there. You hear it up there on the hill.
Let's go back in time a little bit, because you have been out as a solo artist now for about 3, coming on 4 years, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, about that.
Before that, one of the founding members of Old Crow Medicine Show. Mm-hmm. Was there just a good point in time that you wanted to start a new chapter of your music making? Or?
Yeah, something like that. I think it was just time to sort of move on out of there and find out what I wanted to do and maybe refigure it out and play music that I was going to be happy with.
And finding what you were supposed to be doing is what we're going to hear in a minute as you play your first tune. But I understand that, of all people, Sean Watkins, who has been here with his sister, Sarah, to a degree kind of punked you, right? To get you performing publicly. Is that true?
Yeah. They do these festival cruises on a cruise ship around the Bahamas. And it was a singer-songwriter cruise festival. And Sean was on the bill, and he had an extra cabin on the ship. And said, hey, do you want to just tag along? And, you know, I wasn't really playing any music at the time. I was kind of like, you know, on a little break. And he knew I was maybe needing to get out in the world a little bit. And so I just thought I was tagging along and maybe play a song with him and his set. But then I got on board and looked on the bill, and there I was. And so I guess Sean had secretly booked that show for me.
How long was that set?
Oh, I think maybe an hour and a half. It was a long set. It was over an hour. I had to come up with a lot of songs.
It went well, though, I gather.
It went well, yeah. And I was pleasantly surprised. And if it hadn't gone well, I don't know if I'd be standing here alone.
Willie Watson is my guest live on Jefferson Public Radio, whose new record is called Folk Singer Volume 1. Willie, what do you want to play first for us today?
Sing you a dirty song. It's not too dirty for radio, but if you listen close, it's called Keep It Clean.
I couldn't get across. Jumped on your papa cause I thought it was a horse. Now ride him over, give him a Coca-Cola, lemon soda, saucer of ice cream, take soap and water for to keep it clean. So up she jumped, down she fell, her mouth flew open like a mussel shell. Now ride her over, give a Coca-Cola, lemon soda, saucer of ice cream, take soap and water, but I keep it clean. Heaven when you D-I-E, you got to put on your collar and your T-I-E. Now ride him over, give him a Coca-Cola, lemon soda, saucer of ice cream, take soap and water for to keep it clean. If you wanna get the rabbit out, the L-O-G, you gotta put on a stump like a D-O-G. Now, ride him over, give him a Coca-Cola, lemon soda, sauce with ice cream, take soap and water, for to keep it clean. Your daddy was a bear. Put that muzzle on your mama, cause she had bad hair. Now, ride her over, give her Coca-Cola, lemon soda, saucer of ice cream, take soap and water, for to keep it clean. Now, run here, doctor, run here fast. Tell me what's the matter with her. Yes, yes, yes. Now, ride her over, give a Coca-Cola, lemon soda, saucer of ice cream, take soap and water, for to keep it clean. Take soap and water, for to keep it clean.
That is Willie Watson live here on Jefferson Public Radio. It's a tune from his new album called Folk Singer Volume 1. Willie, when you started out as a solo artist, it was a mix of originals and some old-timey stuff, but the old-time songs kind of won out.
Yeah, I mean, like at first, you know, like with the gig that Sean booked on the boat, stuff like that, for a few months I was trying to, you know, write some songs and be the singer-songwriter that you're supposed to be in this sort of world of music these days. And but you know, it was really Dave Rawlings who produced the record, who sort of, you know, I was sort of struggling in between, you know, the two sort of types of songs, stuff I had written and other older music. But and I was a little frustrated with the songs I was writing. I just didn't like them. And so Dave just sort of reassured me and suggested that I didn't need to be writing any songs at all, and if I wasn't happy with it, then just sing these old songs, and it would be just fine. And so, you know, I trust Dave, and just kind of went with that. And he was right. I think it's worked out.
A lot of the songs from the Old Crow era were kind of a collaborative effort. Did you carry any of those over to when you were starting to play solo?
Do you mean like songs that we had worked on or something?
Yeah.
There was one or two that we had worked on with the last record that I made with the Crows. And I still do, there's one that I still do.
When you're looking for songs, are you drawn to songs that for the most part have kind of been lost to posterity, or some of the songs that people generally kind of know, or at least they've heard somewhere before?
No rules. There's no one or the other. I mean, it's all fair game. I mean, you look at Folk Singer, it's got stuff like Midnight Special, which a lot of people know, from other sources, of course, more modern sources probably. And then, you know, more obscure songs like Kitty Puss on there. So it covers all the bases. I try not to put any barriers up or restrictions on anything.
And over the years, I understand that you have been an on-again, off-again record collector looking for just rarities, things that you find and, you know.
Sometimes I like to try to buy 78s, 78 RPM records. It just depends. You can't find them anymore like you could in people's attics. It's all on eBay nowadays, so it's not as fun.
And they're not a quarter anymore,
yeah, exactly,
right?
Or free.
What is your take on the lyrical content of so many of these old songs? Because a lot of them are kind of up-tempo, or they're kind of happy in tone, but if you listen to the lyrics, it's like murder songs, one after the other.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, the things you hear people talking about, to me, I mean, it's just so cool. The choruses that they come up with, you know, like the song Bring It With You When You Come, you know. I don't even know what he's talking about, but he says stuff like how she went downtown to get a little sap. I don't hear anything like that nowadays, you know. And I just think it's better.
Do you tend to stick to American tunes? I know we had Jefferson Hamer and Anais Mitchell in here a while back, and they've recently done an album of child ballads, which are more from British Isles.
Well, I think, I mean, half of these songs I do, especially ballads, came from Scotch-Irish, English origin anyway.
And then got adapted somewhere along the way.
And then got adapted anyway, yeah.
Can we hear another tune? I see you've got your banjo out.
Yeah, I got the banjo out. Well,
what are you going to do next?
I figured I'd give a... It's a little early, but we're going to try to sing a high, lonesome song. We'll do Mexican Cowboy.
That is Willie Watson live here on Jefferson Public Radio. His new album is called Folk Singer Volume 1. I find it fascinating that your path down the lane of old-time music actually has a connection to, of all things, Nirvana.
Sure, I mean...
Explain.
Well, I was, 12, 13 years old when Smells Like Teen Spirit was... on MTV, and I was the perfect candidate to like that stuff, small town kid in upstate New York, a lot of teen angst, so I felt that teen angst, from Nirvana and stuff like that. And I was already listening to the alternative music scene. I was really into the Pixies and They Might Be Giants and stuff like that. I don't know. There's a connection. It's not a direct connection. There was just all kinds of other stuff going on at the same time musically in the local scene. And it's just everywhere. The music is everywhere. And we didn't have the internet then, but the sources were still there. I was lucky enough to have sources of old time and old music, but it just wasn't hard. It all just came together. It's hard to explain, I guess.
You know, speaking of hard, you standing here in front of me, you sing hard.
Yeah.
I mean, every song, you were like an old time hollerer.
Yeah.
Was that always the way it came out?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I think I never really sang too soft. I mean, I can sing soft if I want to, but I guess I just always started singing high, you know. The first songs I ever did were Neil Young songs. So I think the first song I ever learned was probably Hey Hey My My. And he sings that real high, you know. So,
yeah.
Just sort of the first thing I did, so sort of where it went. Could have gone another direction. I could have been trying to sing like, you know, James Hetfield or something. And I'd be in a metal band now.
And you said your dad used to come in and sit down in the room and listen to you sing.
Yeah.
Right? I suppose that's because he could have heard you from any place in the house. He might as well watch, right?
Yeah. Well, he didn't play anything, you know, not a musician, but a music lover and a big music fan, and had an extensive record collection in the basement that I would dig through. But, you know, when I started playing guitar and showing promise that I was, you know, maybe kind of good at it, he was just real happy about that and very supportive, you know. So, yeah, you know, he was like my little one-man audience in the early days.
Was he a good sounding board for you? Did he give you feedback, or did he just always say, it sounds good?
I think it always sounded good to him. No matter what I was doing, I think he was digging it. I mean, and I was just learning, too. So, I mean, it might not have been that great.
Yeah. We were talking just before we came on the air today that you have actually been through this area relatively recently with Dave Rawlings Machine.
Yeah, with the Dave Rawlings Machine there at the Rogue. As far as the machine goes, Grants Pass is kind of a hotbed. We've never experienced anything like it coming to Grants Pass. We usually do about 5 encores, and the crowd just goes crazy. So I hope we get some of that.
And your tonight. Connection with Dave and Gillian Welch goes back quite a ways.
Yeah, when Old Crow Medicine Show first went to Nashville, and that was probably in the early 2000s, 2001 or 2 maybe or something, we got hooked up with those guys pretty quick. I think they'd heard us somehow or through friends or something, and Dave kind of found us and, you know, said, hey, let's make a record. I like you guys.
One thing I took away from that Dave Rawlings Machine show is that with John Paul Jones up there on stage, Dave Rawlings comes across like a kid that just met Willie Mays.
Yeah.
Do you feel that same sort of sense being up there with a guy that has done that much in the world of music?
Absolutely. When I first started playing bigger shows with Old Crow, and we had some success and hanging in Nashville, you know, rubbing elbows with a lot of folks in the business and a lot of people I really, you know, idolized and looked up to. But in the country world and in a certain sort of vein of music that you would expect. So, you know, to be here with a guy like John Paul Jones is kind of the last kind of guy you'd expect to ever be in a band with at any point in my career, really.
And
so
he
it's
fits
amazing.
Right in.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's the thing is, you know, he's been into the old time scene for a long time now. That guy's, you know, probably longer than I have, you know. So he's well versed in all the old fiddlers and all the old mountain music and everything. And he really knows his stuff when it comes to that old music.
You recorded something like 25 songs for this record, Folk Singer Volume 1. So does that mean that at some point here we're going to be able to expect a Volume 2?
Yeah, we'll definitely do a Volume 2.
And will you do that by going back into the studio, or will you just use the other half of the stuff that you've already done?
We'll probably do both.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we'll just go back and listen to what, it's been a while since we've heard that stuff, so we'll go back and listen to it. And if we still like it, then maybe we'll just use it. But, you know, some of the songs can change on the road and might want to recut some. And, of course, I'm always finding new songs to sing. So there's some more to record.
Do you have a favorite old tune that is kind of your home base?
No, it's hard to have one favorite of anything. I mean, that can change from day to day. Yeah.
What's currently at the top of the pile for you?
Well, I've been listening to that the Bob Dylan bootleg series, the Self-Portrait Volume 2. And it's like outtakes and B-sides from like the New Morning sessions and that sort of mid-70s era. But there's a great song on there called Tattle O'Day that I'm really into. It's an old folk song. I think it's probably Irish or something. And I've heard some other folk singers over the years doing it and thought it was a cool tune, but then I heard Bob do it and thought it was even cooler.
Willie Watson is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record is called Folk Singer Volume 1. It's out on Oconee Records. Will you play us one more?
Yep, we'll do one. We'll slow it down a little bit.
Times ain't now nothing like they used to be. Nah, times ain't now nothing like they used to be. I'm telling you the truth, Lord, now take it from me. I done seen better days, but I'm putting up with these. I done seen better days, I'm putting up with these. I could have a much better time if you girls weren't so hard to please. Cause I was born in the country, she thinks I'm easy to rule. Cause I was born in the country, she thinks I'm easy to rule. She wanna hitch me to a wagon, she wanna drive me like a mule. Keep on treating me mean. How do you want me to love you? Keep on treating me mean. You're my daily thought and my nightly dream. You know I bought the groceries and I paid the rent. You know I bought the groceries and I paid the rent. Tried to make me wash her clothes, but I got good common sense. I'll give you sugar for sugar, let you get salt for salt. I'll give you sugar for sugar, babe, you get salt for salt. You can't get along with me, it's your own damn fault. Sometimes I think that you're too sweet to die. Sometimes I think that you're too sweet to die. Then another time I think you ought to be buried alive. Cause times ain't now nothing like they used to be. No, times ain't now nothing like they used to be. I'm telling you the truth, Lord, now take it from me.
That is Willie Watson live here on Jefferson Public Radio. More uplifting lyrics in that one, right?
Yeah. Sorry, ladies.
The new record is called Folk Singer Volume 1. Willie, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you in. Thanks for coming down and doing this for us.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure, and I hope to see you out there tonight, folks.